From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Afghan Taliban announced today that its Shura, or Supreme Council, has chosen Mullah Akhtar Mansur as the new chief of the group a day after confirming reports of the death of its founder, Mullah Omar. Although the Taliban officially announced the new leader, Taliban sources say his leadership is contested by some factions which instead favor Mullah Yaqub, the eldest son of Mullah Omar. Malaysia's Director General of Civil Aviation left for Toulouse, France, late Thursday to look into whether a sea-crusted wing part that washed up on Reunion Island in the western Indian Ocean belongs to the missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. Azharuddin Abdulrahman spoke with reporters before leaving Kuala Lumpur Airport.
We are going there. I'm leading a team to verify and to investigate whether that particular part come from a Boeing 777 or is it come from MH370. So it's very important the investigators and we in Malaysia will verify that particular part did come from MH370.
Meantime, Australian investigators say they are increasingly confident that the piece of plane debris is a piece of the missing Flight 370 that disappeared in March of 2014 with 239 people on board. Flight 370 had been traveling from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. Nigeria's army says it rescued 59 women, children, and older men being held hostage by the Boko Haram Islamic militants. Army officials saying soldiers raided the Boko Haram hideouts near the northeastern city of Maiduguri. This is VOA News. Israeli police say an 18-month-old Palestinian child was killed and several other people injured in a house fire suspected to have been set by Jewish extremists in the West Bank. Authorities say the assailants started the fire early today in the village of Duma and scrawled Hebrew graffiti on a wall before fleeing. Israeli troops are looking for the suspect. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu condemned the attack. The Islamic State militant group's media team has made its most gruesome deeds into its biggest headlines. Some analysts blame mainstream media for publicizing the gore, saying it strengthens the group's image, but others say Islamic State media's war has reached a tipping point and the bloody videos are starting to ruin their image. We get more now from VOA's Heather Murdoch.
Most major media houses have policies on how much carnage they will display in pictures or videos. When it comes to the Islamic State videos, they generally draw the line before a murder occurs. But Country Risk Solutions CEO Daniel Wagner says that line should be moved way back.
If I had my way, they would be more judicious in what they choose to broadcast related to ISIS. For example, they wouldn't be referencing beheading videos. And they wouldn't be talking about the latest outrageous act that the Islamic State has accomplished.
He blames the news business and consumer response to sensationalism for the problem. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Cairo.
A Korean-Canadian missionary detained in North Korea since January has reportedly confessed to plotting so-called subversive acts against the North. Pyongyang's official news agency says that Reverend Hyung Soo Lim, pastor of the Light Korean Presbyterian Church in Toronto, Canada, admitted during a press conference to subversive plots and activities in what they called a sinister bid to build a religious state in the DPRK. Canadian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman says Canada is deeply concerned with the case, but gave no other information or comment on the reported confession. North Korea has a history of arresting missionaries and giving them long prison terms. Outspoken Chinese artist Ai Weiwei has arrived in Germany to visit, that is, his son. First time he has left China since his passport was revoked. That was in 2011 after a crackdown on dissidents. Chinese authorities returned his passport about a week ago. 57-year-old frequent critic of Beijing has never been formally charged with or convicted of a crime, despite being repeatedly harassed, arrested, and fined by Chinese authorities. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.